Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go to the Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder. Brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, Ken.
Who do you want to see the most on Sunday?
I don't want to see the starters.
Boom. What's your problem? Why are you so afraid of everything? You're just afraid of your own shadow. They're grown men. They're football players.
I've covered this team long enough. That is why.
That was then. This is now.
I know, but yeah, I don't think we need to see the starters, except for the rookies. Give the kids some more snaps. But yeah, keep the big guns on the sidelines and in bubble wrap.
Yeah, Daryl, I basically said kicker. Get the kicker out there. In fact, settle for field goals every chance you get. Sneak in a 50-plus yarder, even though Stefanski doesn't really like kicking ever. He's very aggressive going for it on fourth down, especially when he's around midfield, when he's around the 40-yard line. And I think fans love that about him.
Well, Mike Prefer made a good to that point. Mike Prefer made a real good counter-argument to that. He said, would you rather try and kick a 54-yard field goal, or do you want Baker Mayfield and all those weapons on the field for a fourth down? Depending on that distance, but let's be honest about it. You probably want to keep Baker and that offense on the field. So I thought that was an interesting point that Prefer made yesterday.
Boy, I want to get on that for a second, Daryl. Daryl Ryder joined us on the hotline. I've had discussions about this recently with some friends who said maybe the Browns are trying to devalue kicker overall because of just how aggressive they are. And I would say, yes, absolutely. The Browns showed last year that very much like fans want teams to go for it all the time. They never really think of the risk of not getting it. I think our head coach showed countless times that he was willing to risk it and go for it, and it worked out plenty of times for the Browns.
Well, I mean, you look at last year, they went for it 24 times, I believe, on fourth down, and they converted less than 10. So the percentage not that great. I mean, it's around something like, 33-34%, whereas opponents made 81.5% at the Browns' expense. So I like the aggressiveness. I like the belief in your players, in the talent that you have, that they're going to be able to go out there and execute. I certainly am going to like it more this year, Anthony, because of being in the system another year here, being able to go deeper into the playbook and things like that. So I do like the aggressiveness, especially if you don't have 100% confidence in your kicker. Because from my perspective, where they are right now, that kicker needs to be a weapon for them. They need a kicker that can knock home a 53-yard game-winning field goal. My biggest fear this year is that they don't realize their potential because they don't have that kicker.
Daryl Ryder, join us on the hotline. All right, let's talk about some of the newsworthy items yesterday. Jadeveon Clowney talked, and I guess he had, I wouldn't call it a setback, but he just had something lingering that cost him a few weeks of camp. He talked about getting back there on the field and how in the past he's been ready for week one, even without a substantial activity load during camp. Fine with you, Daryl?
Yeah, again, the most important thing is that he's on the field on September 12th. Not so much right now. And Kevin Stefanski, the training staff, the organization as a whole, I think it's done. I mean, look, this feels like the never-ending training camp. It really does. It 7 weeks of this stuff without anything meaningful taking place. that's on the NFL. That's not the Browns' fault. But considering the situation, I think that Kevin Stefanski and the organization has done a nice job pacing these guys, not overextending them, not, you know, ramping up the workload too fast. You look at how they've handled Odell Beckham. Same thing here, you know, to your point about what they've done with Jadeveon Clowney. They recognize his injury history. He recognizes his injury history. It's not been good, unfortunately, for him. So the goal is to get him to the field healthy as possible on September 12th because that's when they need him.
Daryl Ryder joining us here on the show. Daryl, how much better is the defensive line than it was last year, right now?
I think it's a little better. I still think the defensive tackles rotation needs to work itself out. But I think Jadeveon Clowney, with all due respect to Olivier Vernon, I think Jadeveon Clowney is a little bit of an upgrade there. Miles Garrett, I think, is probably a better player. Every year he seems to work on something new. He is motivated to be one of the best, if not the best, at his position in the game.
Who is?
Miles.
Oh.
You know, I think that potentially they could have the best defensive end tandem in the league this year if both of those players are healthy. Unfortunately, Jadeveon Clowney has only played a full schedule one time in his career. I believe that was in 2017. He still made the Pro Bowl two other times outside of 2017, despite not, you know, playing a full complement of games. And of course they added week 17 or, you know, week 18 this year, a 17th regular season game this year. So, I think it's better. How much better remains to be seen.
Daryl, join us on the hotline. All right, we had a big discussion about Odell Beckham Jr., as we usually do.
Look,
to fill the time before the season starts. But Odell, the videos have looked great. People say that he looks like he's at 100%. But Odell is the first to tell you, first and foremost with him, is that he knows his body more than anybody else. And at times, he's been fragile over the years. I mean, is he ready to go for week one against the Chiefs? Are you putting them out there? Because it seems like the coaching staff is in a hopeful mood, but I don't know if they're in a certainty mood.
He looks ready to me. He looked ready to me when training camp began. He looked ready to go during minicamp in June. The recovery is remarkable. What they are trying not to do is overextend him and have him do too much too fast. And I think that's, you know, we're a little over 2 weeks out here from the regular season opener. Yesterday was the first time he took any team reps of any kind with a defense of any kind on the field. He has taken a walkthrough style team reps, but not with actual defenders on the field. They've not had him do a lot of one-on-ones against defensive backs. Again, being very, very careful with him. So I think over the next, you know, 2+ weeks here, they're going to continue to ramp him up, and they're going to also be watching him very, very closely to make sure that he doesn't suffer a setback or there aren't any problems. But to the naked eye, Odell Beckham Jr. looks healthy. He looks explosive. He looks like Odell. So, you know, I like the approach. We're all anxious to see him doing Odell type things. But I think the organization's been very, very mindful not to push him too fast.
Daryl, in addition to that, I want to ask you a question, and I'm not trying to put you in a jam here. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. But without looking it up, who ran the faster 40 time, Odell Beckham Jr. or Donovan Peoples-Jones? Go. 2 second trivia.
I'll probably say since you asked the question.
Answer the question.
I'm going to guess Donovan Peoples-Jones because this is what you do.
You fool! I've outsmarted you, Daryl. I've outsmarted you.
He did the same thing I did.
How dumb do you feel? Actually, it was Odell by a little bit. By 0.5.
By miles. It was by miles. It was Donovan Peoples-Jones was slow. It's like he didn't even have legs.
The reason I even looked up their 40 times is I just wondered, In the past, it seems like we had talked about Odell as this game changer, as a guy who can blow the lid off, blow the top off a defense, all that stuff. But I think now there's some confidence. Donovan Peoples-Jones can do a lot of that. I wonder if we're going to start to see a different role for Odell, given that you do have Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Well, look, you've got Odell at minimum for one more year here before you have to make a financial business decision with your salary cap and how you want to manage it. So I think you use Odell as much as possible. Donovan Peoples-Jones, Anthony Schwartz, we heard from Prefer yesterday, Al, they really feel he can be a weapon in the return game, even though they've yet to see him in the return game because he's not been healthy or available to work in the return game. But they added speed this offseason. Andrew Berry certainly added speed because that was an element they felt was, you know, really missing. And, you know, we got a sneak peek at DPJ last year, and we got to see a little bit of that. And so, Andrew Berry is always talking about that big picture view of the roster, not just for today, but looking down the road. And those moves are looking down the road. Yes, they can help you today, but down the road, since you brought it up, if Odell isn't here in 2022 or 2023, they've got some players that they could potentially plug into that type of role of guys that they feel can do what Odell does, and that's command attention from the defense. But I think Odell will be able to play a pretty big role this year. I do.
Daryl Ryder joining us here on the show. Daryl, they have till Tuesday to cut people down at 4 p.m., right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if that's – do you think that they will start to make cuts on Monday before you and I talk, or will they wait until after that?
We'll talk Monday morning, but I think that some cuts will come down during the day on Monday. They've actually been very proactive. Their cuts have actually come on Monday, but I think because of some of the decisions they have to make, Ken, I think that those are not going to get made until probably Tuesday. The other reason that they don't want to do those cuts too fast is they want to flood the waiver wire in the hopes that they can sneak somebody through and get them back for the practice squad. The problem is, I think this year, unlike years past where it really wasn't a big deal, not much of a problem, I think this year they're going to cut players that are going to get picked up in a hurry by other teams desperate for help. It stinks, but that's, I think, speaks to the depth of this roster and the quality of players in that depth. There's a difference between being deep and having quality depth, and I think that the Browns have some quality depth here, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Ask him a question.
I was looking at the look on your face, Kenny.
Nothing. Don't worry about
it.
What? Daryl Ryder joining us here on the show. I was going to start asking you whether or not players should be cut or not. And I was going to start naming names, but it sounds like I don't need to yet.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, Ken. As I look and try and figure out what this 53 is going to look like, I think that the back end of the receiver group is very difficult, right? We know it's Jarvis. We know it's Odell, Rashard, DPJ. After that, those last two, first of all, do they keep six? Can they keep seven? That's a question. You know, Kadero Hodge, Anthony Schwartz is on the team. Just listening to Prefer yesterday, they really love Anthony Schwartz. So he's the fifth receiver. That leaves one spot if they keep six between Kadero Hodge and JoJo Natson. They're going to have a tough decision they have to make there. Let's say for the sake of this conversation, they keep seven guys. All right, well, who do they lop off? Do they keep one less offensive lineman to make room there? Three tight ends we know are on the team. Austin Hooper, David Njoku, Harrison Bryant, Jordan Franks, probably not going to make it. Can they keep Johnny Stanton? I think they'll take another look at him at tight end this weekend to see if he can take what he did last week, bring that forward, be consistent at that position. And then they keep two fullbacks there. The running back situation, can they keep Ernest Johnson and Demetric Felton? The numbers game on the offensive side really is going to be fascinating to watch because of some of these tough decisions that they really are going to have to make. And Prefer made it clear, they love Ernest. They love Demetric Felton. So it's
well,
it's
we'll
be,
see
it's
how much they love them, Daryl, when they make the final cuts. Just real quick, we were going down memory lane and we were looking at old cuts that the Browns have made and guys that we have obsessed about.
Oh gosh,
Daryl, who?
William Gay, remember him?
Well, I was going to ask. Oh, the immortal. I was going to ask you who is the most notable cut or the one that was either most controversial. I know we're going to.
Oh gosh.
Think back to Joe Hayden. That was. That
yeah,
was an obvious
that was
one,
a so that was a one. Shocker. That was the official sign that this thing was a full-fledged rebuild and we were going to be in for a long haul. When they let Joe Hayden go so he could go find himself another team, ended up being Pittsburgh because he didn't want to leave the Midwest. I'd have to say, yeah, Joe Hayden was the one that I just went, whoa. So that would probably be my most memorable in, I guess, a bad way.
Daryl Ryder said, whoa, like the late, great Black Rob. We thank you very much for the time, Daryl. All the best.
You guys, see you in L.A. Have a great weekend.
All right. Daryl Ryder joining us on the show. Coming up at 9 o'clock, John Telich will join us. We'll talk football with him. We'll talk sports with the Fox 8 sports director. Up next, the numbers are out on NIL. Lyman and I agreed with each other then, and we were proven right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.